Hey, it's Daryl Turner. Thanks for joining me on this podcast today. We're going to talk about the importance of asking for the order. Now, if you're in sales, or maybe you're not considering yourself in sales, maybe you work in different divisions of the company, but let me just ask you this. If you have the ability to run a customer off, think about your position. You definitely have the ability to persuade a customer or entice a customer or give them a reason not to be run off. Therefore, you are in a version of sales. But today's session is specifically for the individual who has a responsibility to generate customers that you don't have, add volume to the customers that you do have, and continually generate revenue off of those new customers that you acquired that you did not originally have. Today, we're going to talk about asking for the order and why it's so critically important. You know, we've worked with 6,000 salespeople in the title industry. And one of the things that we have learned while working with them is that the majority of them do not feel like asking for the order because of a couple of reasons. Number one, they don't want to view themselves as salespeople. Now, for those of you that are in sales right now, I have some really good news for you. You're a salesperson, okay? I was talking to an audience not too long ago, and I asked the question, why are all the other titles applied to the people who are in sales within the industry? Marketing rep, account executive, whatever the term is. Why don't they just call themselves a salesperson? And the audience had all kinds of grumbling and discussing about it, and they came back with these really intense, deep answers. And I replied and said, look, let me just give you the answer. This was a test to see if you could come up with it. Those people who do not call themselves salespeople but are in a sales role, it is because of one reason. And that one reason is very clear. They're not good in sales. Now, that is challenging. But let me ask you a question. What are you good at that you don't take credit for, that you don't claim some victory over? If you're really good at skiing, don't you say I'm a skier, right? If you're really good at wakeboarding, don't you say you're a wakeboarder? If you're really good at riding motorcycles, wouldn't you say you're a motorcycle rider? So if you're really good in sales, wouldn't you say you're a salesperson? I hope I'm challenging some of you today, because those same people who don't want to call themselves a salesperson, because of course they're not achieving the victories in that field or in that arena that they feel like they would like to be achieving, it's sometimes as simple as focusing on why you're doing what you're doing. I want you to imagine getting a phone call from Dish Network or DirecTV or one of those companies, and they give you their big spiel, right? The million channels for $1 a month, and they're going to wash your car every Tuesday. I mean, it's some crazy deal that there's no way in the world that anybody in their right mind would turn it down. And then at the end of this call, after they've given you all of the items they're going to give you for $1 a month, at the very end, they say, well, okay, see you later. And they hang up. What would you think about that individual? Wouldn't you think something is clearly wrong? Wouldn't you think, hey, they're kind of a knucklehead in this role? So let me ask you a question. If you're a salesperson in the title business and you call on a realtor and you leave without asking for the business, what do you think that realtor thinks of you? What do you think is going through their mind? You're calling on a lender and you leave that sales call without asking for the business. What do you think that lender is thinking about you? Are they thinking, wow, they didn't complete their job? How about the knucklehead thing I said earlier? You don't want to hear that, but guess what? That's the most common type of response we get in our division who surveys realtors and lenders about their experiences with title companies. We ask them, why don't you use, you know, Joe Smith at XYZ Title? You know, Joe's been calling on me for 5 years, but he's never asked me for the business. Huh? How simple is it to finish the job? You know, if you buy a home in America, you have a 30-year mortgage, you have 360 payments. I want you to imagine making 359 of those payments and then simply walking away, not making the last payment, right? And then somebody says, why didn't you make the last payment? And you say, well, I made 359. I know they know I want the house. Think of how silly that is. How many times has a salesperson in the title business said to us, hey, they know why I'm there, huh? Thousands. We've heard it so many times, we've stopped counting it. My question is, do you know why you're there? That's more important than them knowing why you're there. If they know why you're there and you don't finish the job, they have an immediate disrespect for your capability in the role that you're in. Now, some people are listening to this right now. They're like, Daryl, that's kind of rough. That's kind of mean. I don't think I like what you're saying about me or others. Of course, maybe it doesn't apply to you. Well, sorry. The truth is the truth. So let's get simple about this. What would happen if you just began asking for the order a little bit more often? What would happen if you asked for it 100% of the time? See, here's what we know for sure. If in 3 weeks of calling on a prospect, you haven't asked for the order at least twice, there's less than a 10% chance that you ever will. Why? 3 weeks, 21 days. What habit have you formed with that prospect? You formed the habit of not asking. Now, somebody has to force you in a manner that's against the habit that you form for you to ever ask again. So you have a less than a 10% chance that you'll ever ask them if you're not forced or pushed into asking them for the order after those 21 days. You know, there's only a 2% chance that somebody's going to say yes to you on the first sales call, 3% on the second sales call, 5% on the third sales call, right? So let me ask you, at that point, why would you even be asking if the studies or statistics are so low? It's simple. Not so you can get the business. And by the way, if you get it, don't say, wait, there's only a 2% chance you're going to have to take your yes back. No, don't do that. But you ask for the goal of forming a habit. If you can form a habit to ask for the order on every single sales call, you, my friend, will be the top of the top of the top of your game. I hope this podcast has helped you today. Hey, look, if you're in sales in the title business and you want to push this podcast to your friends, I'm going to encourage you to do it. And as always, if you have any questions for me or anything you'd like to talk directly with me about, or maybe future topics, email me at info@darylturner.com. Thanks for listening today. Have a fantastic week. And hey, guess what? You're going to go ask for the order. Take care.